You're listening to Home Business Profits with Ray Higdon, where Ray shares tips and strategies for how to become a top earner in your company. Let's get into the episode.
If you haven't shot videos before, you're wanting to shoot videos, you realize that it's, you know, powerful and helpful to people, then what should you do? How I always thought is I always assume that the person that's going to watch my video, they're thinking what's in it for them. And so I never assume that someone wants to hear a big, long, drawn out video about my story. Now, once you build a following and build an audience and build people that do love you and love your stuff at least, then, you know, more will be interested in that. But in the beginning, just assume most people aren't going to necessarily care about your story unless you are, like I described earlier, someone who overcame. Okay, someone who overcame. So if you're someone who has gone, rags to riches, or struggle to success, or foreclosure to freedom, if you're someone who's overcome, then there will be people that want to hear that story. And this is why I'm always hammering on you guys of, if you've had struggles, it's your duty to create success, because you're going to inspire some people that other people can't, right? And so I'm always hammering that. Now, if you're like when I first started shooting videos, I was in foreclosure. I was dead broke. My girlfriend was paying my utility bills, who's now my beautiful wife, Jessica. And I was doing videos in the house that I was in foreclosure in. So I didn't tell my story back then. Like, you won't find, you know, if you were able to go back in time and look at some of these videos. My first YouTube account got shut down, so did my second. But, it got shut down, and so you literally can't see them. All of my first videos are literally wiped out. And so I didn't tell my story. Hey guys, Ray Higdon here, still in foreclosure. And today I'm going to talk about, like, who wants to watch that, right? And so people don't want to watch rags to rags stories. And this is something more people need to hear, because a lot of times people think that because their struggles are so great that they should be sharing those struggles. Honestly, you should be working your tail off to transform those struggles. Because once you overcome the struggle, then people will want to hear your story. I'm just being honest with you, people don't want to hear rags to rags stories. Okay. Now, you know, obviously if you're representing a charity and you're trying to raise money or whatever, okay, fine. But no, you're not going to build an empire inside of network marketing based on people feeling sorry for you. You need to build a story that is inspiring, that motivates people, it gets people fired up. So overcoming is the key to that. So if you don't have that overcome story, like I didn't, I had failed in 11 different companies, I was in foreclosure, dead broke, right? All these different things that you might think would keep me from doing videos. So when I do my videos, I focus on the other person. I focus on what's in it for them. So how to approach warm market, how to approach strangers, how to market online, how to brand yourself on Facebook, how to do blah, 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 fill in the blank. And so almost all of my videos are how to do something. How to become a top earner, how to brand yourself on social media, how to, if you're a top leader, how to be known outside of your company versus just inside, right? So we do all these different how-to things because I just assume the audience watching is like, what's in it for me? Like, I'm not a Kardashian where you guys are interested in what's in my breakfast burrito, right? Who cares? And so, you know, assume that you're creating videos for the other person, not just for you to talk. And there are some people that have, amazing personalities that people just really love online. They're not typically duplicatable, but education is. You educating people, you sharing, and you don't have to have massive results. And this is why we teach ILT, invest, learn, teach. So it's, you invest your time and possibly money to learn a concept, to learn different things by going through courses, attending seminars, attending events, etc. And then you share your notes. You share some of the things that you learned, assuming those are things your target market would be interested in, okay? And so focus on education. And then one more tip for you, One more tip. Now, if you're super talented, like you just play the banjo or whatever. You know, if you're super talented and you're a great singer or dancer like me, right? You know, if you're that, then okay, you can entertain. Congrats. Not a lot of people can pull that off, but if you have some kind of amazing talent, then entertain people. People need entertainment, they need escape, right? So you can entertain them, but education, in my opinion, much more duplicatable, because everyone can learn something and teach it in their own little way. And so I would focus on education. And then one last thing is seek, for network marketing, seek conversation, not conversion. So all of the people on social media blowing up with their sales page, hey, buy one, get one today, woo, right? And, you know, join my team. All of that crap doesn't work. And even if it does, like let's say you randomly find this amazing person that had been researching the company prior and is ready to join and they just happen to see your link, right? So even if that does work, it would have worked 100 times more if you did it and sought conversation, not conversion. So how you seek conversation, not conversion, is you do this educational video, you do this, you know, whatever, some kind of value add to the marketplace, to your target market. And then at the end you say, oh, by the way, you know, if you'd like to connect with me, I got a few more strategies for you here. Reach out to me through private message or shoot me a text or whatever. And that allows you to have a conversation with an individual. Now, I know everyone's on the hunt for automagic and we just want to post a link and have all kinds of sales, but network marketing doesn't typically work that way. Almost everyone that we ever recruited, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people from social media and all other places, almost all of them we had a phone call with before they ended up joining. Now, we understand marketing, I think, fairly well. Built an email list of 250,000, done a few other cool things, whatever. But we, in network marketing, seek conversation, not conversion.
Thank you for listening to Home Business Profits with Ray Higdon. And be sure to head over to rayhigdon.com/profits to download your free audio where Ray shares his 29 sources of network marketing leads. Tune in next time for more tips and strategies on how to become a top earner in your company.